Spodziewali się najgorszego.
The worst.
Ale
not the unthinkable. Shalok Dilbo. Can the pain of a victim from 70 years ago become our heritage today? I don't know. But we don't have another choice. It was on this very pain that we had to build the post-war era. We therefore have to listen closely and feel what has already not happened to us. Our imaginations are still unable to fathom this, just like the imagination of the people of those times did not fathom that. Night, night without end, no dawn comes. Tadeusz Borowski. Auschwitz is not a source of strength. If anyone came here to feel strength, wisdom, catharsis, they are all wrong. Auschwitz is darkness, destruction, annihilation. This is why it takes on the form of a warning, a horrid warning. We still cannot cope with Auschwitz, as we cannot save human face, at the same time consenting to hatred, contempt, anti-Semitism, and first and foremost, our daily indifference. This is why Auschwitz is so frightening. Today it no longer awakens the demons. It awakens the conscience. And this conscience accuses each and every one of us. We, the dead, accuse anonymous Czech female inmate. The survivors, you, the living, in your memories, carrying the visages of those murdered. We thank you, dear friends, for your difficult words of warning, for your fear, and for your hope, for everything that you told us about us ourselves. Today, we have to become mature adults, carrying further all that your words have sown in our memories. This often feels too overwhelming, but we don't have and will not have another choice. We have a dark premonition because we know. Zalman Gradowski. It would seem that the world should stay different for good, that no one should be innocently killed. It would seem that no longer hatred can be propagated today and that no one is going to try to change borders by force. It would seem that indifference and passiveness should stir disgust. We have, however, so many times seen that the remembrance has not yet matured in us. It happened, therefore it can happen again. It can happen anywhere. Primo Levi. Even today we have the right to be afraid, but we also have the obligation to be responsible, because we know. As our future is rooted in remembrance, and when we forget, we are not destroying an image of the past, but the tangible shape of our future. Never again is not a political program, but it is a personal decision. It means never again.